This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Real Side. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're just involved. Whether you're calling in or you're sending me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, it doesn't really matter. You just need to get involved in the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been told, or you've been taught. I won't even say told. You've been taught to be afraid of. And you don't have to. This is why you have to check out things yourself. This is why you have to look into things yourself. Do your own homework. Don't spew the party line. Don't spew the church line. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Anyway, like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you're responding, sending me emails, you know, responding to what we're putting out there. And look, you can send me an email with the story. You got a story, capital TRS. If you put a capital TRS in the subject line, then I know you're not trying to sell me something. I know you're probably one of the listeners that's sending me information on a story you want me to do. Otherwise, don't get upset at me when I don't do anything with it. Because, I get enough of them. Not that I'm that popular, but I get enough of them that I can't go through them all. If they look like you're trying to sell me something, I just move along. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to our website. Got a whole bunch of stories up there. We got some great writers you can read about. You can be part of. Just respond. Respond to what they're talking about. Well, there was a little bit of the Boston coming out there, huh? You know, CNN just can never really help themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's always funny to watch their responses to certain things. Now, they came out the other night, shortly after the bombing, and they kind of alluded to the fact that the concert bombing could just be a right-wing false flag. It's just amazing. As soon as the news broke that the bomb had gone off at the, I don't even want to say her name, right? That young, wonderful young woman's concert in Manchester, England. People all over the world struggled to make sense of the tragedy. Now, some were quick to politicize the event, blaming the European, immigration policies and growing refugee population. But as information poured in, and it became more and more clear that the attack had been perpetrated by an Islamic extremist, CNN terrorism's analyst Paul Cruikshank had a whole different idea. He was citing a recent incident in Germany that involved a possible false flag attempt. Cruikshank noted that the attack in Manchester could have been a right-wing attempt to smear Islam or even refugees, for that matter. Because that's what we do. I mean, we practice doing that. We work at it very, very hard. The independent reporter on the German incident, which a former German soldier who had posed as refugee since last year, planted a weapon at the Vienna International Airport for use in a state-threatening act of violence. Now, posing as a Syrian refugee, but reportedly speaking in French rather than Arabic, the man submitted an asylum application at the Zimdorf in Barvi in January of last year. And if his plan had succeeded, his fingerprints would have been registered on the refugee record system and led investigators to his false identity as a Syrian asylum seeker. Right? He was, I don't know what he had to smoke to want to do this. Now, as many were aware of the German false flag situation, there's a problem with Cruikshank's analysis. But it was summed up pretty much in one tweet, right? One guy responds, but the background of that actually happened. A German lieutenant posed as a Syrian refugee and planned an attack. But he made it sound like a trend, which clearly is not the case. This is not a trend. How somebody like that gets away with this? Why CNN isn't regularly called on the carpet on this? I shouldn't say I don't understand, because I do understand. Because they don't want any of this information out. They don't want any of this information getting out anywhere, because then their whole narrative for the last 8 years is gone, finished, done. I wonder, can I play this? I want you to hear what a nut job this guy is. Let's see if I can put this up here and have it make noise. But I mean, part of this, it's a big deal that these guys don't want you to hear anything. Now, I think, again, or see anything, I hear anything. Come on. They don't want you to see the truth about this. And at first, even though the Brits were saying they were investigating it as a terrorist incident, but they couldn't be sure, CNN wouldn't call it that. I don't know what they were waiting for. You got bodies and backpack and body stuff all over the place. You got people crying and screaming. It was obviously an explosion, and they couldn't be bothered with calling it what it was. They were afraid to call it what it was. I don't know about you guys, but that's just nuts going somewhere to happen. Anyhow,
tonight. We cannot conclude.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to wait till this other break. I want you to hear this guy. It's going to make your skin crawl. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to get to it. If you want to find out more about the show, more about me, find my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. You don't even know anything about us. So head up to the website, realside.com. You can find the book there. You can find the shirts. Hashtag stand. I want you to stand. I want you to stand up for your rights. I want you to stand for what it is that you believe in. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We were talking about the how CNN, right after the bombings, I didn't hear many people talk about this, but you know, they were talking about how this could be a right-wing false flag. Because it could never be. Now, I am trying to think like they do, but then my brain hurts a lot. It's hard to do. But they're trying to be, or trying to spin this, that it's not always a Muslim or a radical Muslim that does this kind of thing. Yet, from a scientific standpoint, if we were doing a survey, if this was all about science, as they always want me to be, then they would be highly wrong. Not kind of wrong, not kind of sort of wrong, but totally wrong. Take a listen.
This is pointing tonight. We cannot conclude that for sure at this stage. We're going to have to wait for police to tell us much more in the hours ahead. But given the fact that they're looking into this real possibility, and there is, it would appear, some evidence that this was a suicide bombing, that certainly takes you down the Islamist terrorist direction. It must also be noted that in recent months in Europe, there have been a number of false flag plots where right-wing extremists have tried to frame Islamists.
Yes, that's what we do. We go out of our way to make sure that if there is no terror, we're going to create it and blame Muslims for it. I really.
For terrorism, we've seen that in Germany in recent weeks. But a suicide bomber really does take you down the direction.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the German, I read it to you earlier. The whole thing with the German bomber was a lie. It was a lie. It was a former German soldier. I mean, just one whack to it. And he wanted to raise the alert level. It's not the same. So that's what they're going to do now. Now what they're going to do is every time there's an incident like this, they're going to call it a right-wing, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Right-wing false flag? But even that, I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys have been sending me all kinds of great stories, and I really do appreciate them. I'm going to get to the ones I can. Don't get nervous if I don't get to the other ones. You know, we've been talking a lot about this white shaming. What do they call it? Cultural appropriation. So now, according to these nutjob snowflakes and the PC police, you can't, like, if you're an Irish guy, you can't open an Italian restaurant. And, which is just craziness. So as an Italian guy, can I not open, like, a Japanese-French fusion restaurant? Because I'm neither Japanese nor French? Now, it's a story about a white-owned restaurant that was shamed for serving ethnic foods. They called it cultural appropriation. These people have lost their minds. If you're a white person, you have no business running a restaurant that serves Asian, Latin, African, or Indian cuisine. Now, that's according to the creators of a white-owned appropriate restaurants list, appropriative list, which accuses several Oregon establishments of engaging in cultural appropriation, a tool that white supremacists have learned to use. Right. Let me see how that works. So we as white supremacists, because they would tag me as a white supremacist. So me as a white supremacist think that I can make Mexican food better than the Mexican. Because I'm not just a white supremacist, but I'm an idiot too, right? That's amazing. The list, a Google Docs spreadsheet, includes about 60 Portland area restaurants, the names of their white owners, and the kind of cuisine they serve. For instance, the list informs us that the Burmosphere was founded by a white man who ate Burmese food in San Francisco. The spreadsheet also lists the competing restaurants that are owned by people of color and urges customers to try them instead. I wonder if a quote-unquote African-American, because, you know, they're the ones that put them, the left-wing loons are the one to put them in a African-American list, if you would, in the listing. I've got a lot of friends that are black. They don't want to be called African-Americans. Not only do they come from Africa, they wouldn't know Africa on a map. And some of them, you know, they come from Belize or they come from Jamaica or what have you. And they don't want to be called African-American. This is not about cooking at home or historical influences on cuisines. It's about profit, ownership, and wealth in white supremacist culture. Because, you know, most people who own restaurants, like, you know, these little, you know, Joey Smith that owns the local burrito joint, he is making millions. Can't you, don't you see the Rolls Royce and all the homes he owns? Right? It's not because they love this stuff. That could never be it. It has to simply be because they're making so much money at it, right? These people are nuts. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have uncles, aunts, or whatever. They're nuts. And it's wrong. These white-owned businesses hamper the ability for POC, which is people of color, to run successful businesses of their own, cooking their own cuisines. Let me tell you something. This is where they don't understand capitalism. Because no matter what color you are, if you're a black person and you're making what they used to refer to as soul food and it sucks, I'm not coming to your place to eat. I don't care what color you are. And if you're a black person, you make good soul food, there's a white guy seven blocks away that makes good soul food, guess what's going to happen? I'm probably going to bounce between the two because I like them both. They don't get this whole concept of how capitalism works. And if a POC, person of color, for those of you who weren't paying attention, opens up a restaurant that corresponds with their ethnicity and the food's terrible, ain't going, don't care what color they are. If a Mexican guy opens up a Mexican restaurant, now here's what I think is really funny. When you talk to people who really immigrated here from Mexico, the legal ones, you know what they tell you? We don't eat this food in Mexico. This is American food. But these little snowflakes are too dull to understand that. I'm coming to see your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know it doesn't always sound that way, but I do. Anyhow, get involved in the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. You can head over to Facebook. Facebook has a live feed thing going over there, too. We all, well, the smarter people in there, just look at the conversation. There's definitely smarter people in there than you were listening to on the mic. And we have some fun with them as well. The, I forgot, what the heck was I doing? See, I get all involved in reading your stuff, and then I never get back. Oh, the white-owned businesses, yeah. Yeah, and producer Tammy had a good idea, too, when she walked in. She goes, so how many pizza shops need to shut down now? I wonder how many snowflake college boneheads, right? Do they realize that when they go into a white-owned, quote-unquote white-owned pizza place, that's cultural appropriation. You're taking my pizza. You're taking my pischetti, my macaroni. You don't have a right to do that. I want a cut. You know what I'm saying? But why don't they shut those places down? Right? If you got an African-American family to open up a pizza joint, you guys are going to have a pizza, right? Stupid. This is so stupid. And this is what they've been taught. This is what we've allowed them to get away with. This is what, you know, I've been saying this for months now. This is what you've allowed them to get away with. When they're sitting in your living room saying there's stupid stuff, you have them over for a family dinner or whatever, don't let them get away with it. Push back, poke back. You know, they go on to talk about this stuff. Like what are you going to do? You're going to change these foods? I told you, the Hispanic guy said to me, hey, we don't eat this stuff in Mexico. My mom says the same thing. The Italian food you get here, it's American Italian food. Hey, any self-respecting Italian that you talk to will tell you there is no such thing as spaghetti and meatballs in Italy. You can have spaghetti. All right, but it's usually not eaten with meatballs. And it's not a big deal. I realize it, okay? But we made it that way here. The spreadsheet seems to be that they made for these stores. It's in response to a controversy over Cooks, or Cooks, K-O-O-K-S, burritos. A Portland area pop-up food truck run by two white women in an interview with Williamette Week, Cooks owners Kelly Wilgus and Liz Connolly explained how they fell in love with the authentic Mexican tortillas during a visit to Puerto Nuevo, Mexico. She said, I picked the brains of every tortilla lady there in the worst broken Spanish ever. They showed me a little what they did, said Connolly. They told us the basic ingredients, and we saw them moving and stretching the dough, similar to how pizza makers do it before rolling it out with rolling pins. Now, they wouldn't tell us too much about the technique, but we were peeking into the windows of every kitchen and totally fascinated by how easy they made it look. And we learned that it wasn't quite that easy. You know, isn't this like a form of flattery, too? I mean, heck, I love your food so much that I'm willing to go back to America and, you know, dip into my savings account, open up a restaurant, because I think this will work. This is great stuff. Other people should taste it. Reactions to the interview were hostile, to say the least. Commenters trashed the pair. The Portland Mercury slammed their actions as an intellectual property theft. Mike's Jamila King described Cook's method as either genius or the latest example of white folks profiting off the labor of people of color. No, you got to hear that again, because I know you didn't hear that right, because I didn't hear enough thuds with people hitting the ground. Jamila King described Cook's method as either genius or just the latest example of the white folk profiting off the labor of the people of color. Yep. Now, the two of them eventually caved. This is what I'm talking about. You need to stand for what you believe. You need to stand up for what you believe in. For your liberty, your rights. It doesn't matter. Who cares what those people say? And as far as that spreadsheet goes, what a joke. Maybe they should come up with it again. Like I said, are there pizza joints on that spreadsheet? Did it list all the O'Malley's on there that have pizza joints open? Now, when you make a request to the website, when you make a request to the people running the website, they'll tell you that they're not taking media inquiries because they're cowards. When people criticize cultural appropriation, they're often irritated that a non-ethnic person has pilfered an ethnic tradition in somehow some kind of inauthentic manner. So I like tacos, and I'm making tacos. I open up a taco restaurant in an area that doesn't have a taco restaurant. I'm sorry. How bad is that? You know, I mean, one person said, that's not exactly the case here. Say what you will about Wilgus and Connolly peeking into windows. It was certainly rude, but it sounds like their burritos were pretty darn accurate. They went to the trouble of learning how a native Mexican would cook them. The same may well be true of some of the restaurants on the spreadsheet. Who knows? Some of them might even employ non-white cooks who are, in fact, preparing their own traditional cuisine. Hey, there's a restaurant by me, an Italian joint that I love. You know what? The guys in the kitchen are Mexicans. Should we not eat their food? I mean, come on. It's not authentic. I mean, why would you have a Mexican cooking Italian food? Doesn't make any sense to me. These people are whack. But, you know, some of you, I'm sitting here saying, you know, maybe you think I'm taking too long. Maybe you think this is a stupid story. Why am I doing? Because this is not the only place. This is not the only place this kind of thing is happening. It's happening all over the place. And it's these young doofuses, these PC freaks that are making this happen, and you're allowing it to happen. You know, I'm telling you, when you hear one of these places under attack, the first thing you should do is look at your honey and say, this is where we're going to eat Friday night or Saturday, whatever your tradition is. That's what I would do. I would not let them get away with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this $15 an hour minimum wage thing worked out so well for everybody, right? Except when you start looking at some of the restaurants, some of the low-end mom-and-pop restaurants, all of a sudden you're finding out, not so well for them. Now, they even hike their prices up, and most people don't go to mom-and-pop restaurants because they're so expensive. Now, San Francisco's restaurant workers say that the minimum wage hike is killing restaurants by the dozens. Right, so if you're on a hardcore left in San Francisco or Oakland, you know, frankly, it's very likely that that is what you are if you're living up in those areas. Right? Last summer, they rose the minimum wage to $13 an hour. This summer, it's supposed to go to 14. The next summer, it's supposed to hit 15, which is even kind of funny, frankly. Sorry. Because, you know, is it raising? Everything else is going up, too. They never, you guys never think this stuff through. And I say you guys, not the people listening to the show, but those of you fighting for the $15. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over a period of time. Businesses could never absorb a jump like that that fast. Because most are paying between 9 and 10, like McDonald's. So you want them to give a $5-plus an hour raise right away without realizing that there's dollars that are matched there. The employer has to match money. So it's not a $6 an hour raise. For the employer, it's an $8 or $9 or $10 an hour raise. They just can't afford to do it. No matter what you believe, they can't afford to do it. So who gets hurt? You know, maybe I go back to serving. Maybe I go back to cooking because I can't afford to put another person on. Now, if you're a restaurant owner, you probably felt your heart sink when the decision was announced. Right? It seemed likely that you're going to be run out of business by the hike. In the winter of 2016 and 17, 64 restaurants around the Bay Area have closed. And they weren't your garden variety restaurants. They were, you know, parts of national chains. They closed all over the area, from Berkeley to Hines Valley, to Oakland and the Embarcadero, to the Inner Richmond, to the Marina and Financials. I mean, this is a wide area of restaurants. We saw the same thing happen up in Seattle. The restaurants moved to the outskirts of the city so they wouldn't have to pay the $15 because they couldn't make it work. It was cheaper for them to move. But the groups usually fighting for this kind of stuff, they don't care. They usually just don't care. Because it's all about that $15 an hour, and we don't care who we hurt. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, sending me information. In the next hour, we're going to do our little finance thing, too. We've got David Fish is going to join us, give us some insight as to what's going on in the finance world today in stocks and what you can expect to happen with your money. Is gold the way to go or not? You know what I'm saying? Maybe is it gold? Is it silver? I don't even know. I don't know enough about these precious metals, but he does. And, guys, it ain't over yet. No, seriously. The issues with finances and what have you, the stock market, what's going on there, it ain't over yet. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me show you what you social justice warriors are doing. You're closing restaurants down because of cultural appropriation. You have no clue what it means, what it is. Somebody's fed it into your head. Now you think you're this little brilliant turd walking around because you've got this thought that you're helping somebody out. All you did was the kill to business for two women. Hey, thanks for having the woman thing in your mind, too. That's all you did. You didn't help anybody. You didn't do anything for anybody. You took money away from two women that probably would have helped other women get in business for themselves. But hey, what do I know? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm sure you never thought that far. Most of them don't on the left. When they make those, when they do those things, they don't think it through. I had one fellow that was outraged. Outraged that a PTA was, what would they do? The school had gotten with the PTA, and they were auctioning off front-of-line lunch cards, which meant that the kids, when they got out of school, you know, if the line was long, they could move up front to get their lunch. And so, what did, I don't know, there was 10 of them given away, or 20 or 25 that were auctioned off. And they went from anywhere from $25, $50, one went for $600. A parent who had an abundance of cash that was more than willing to do the donation, but, you know, wanted something out of it. So one parent in particular who actually could afford one, more than afford one, played the social justice warrior. He started screaming about it. He made a big deal about it. And he was an attorney, which got everybody nervous. Didn't get me nervous. Got everybody else nervous. And so I confronted him, and I said, do you know what they do with that money? I don't know. Let me tell you what they do with that money, my friend. They raise about $3,000 a year, and they use that money to buy kids who don't have any money backpacks and pencils and papers and all the things that the kids need to have or should have when they're at school. So what was his response? Well, the school should supply that. Yeah, right. The school district, the one that you're screaming about all the time, that has to do more with less here in California, that school district, you want to pay for more. You want to pay for backpacks and books and another $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 by the time you get back. He just didn't care. And he browbeat them so bad they stopped it. No end result thought. But now you got a bunch of kids that don't have backpacks, pencils, and papers. And his only comment, not my fault. School should have thought of that. They should have provided. That's why I can't stand them. I can't stand people who think like that. Because they think they're doing good, and they're not. They just hurting other people, and they don't care. Because, frankly, didn't hurt him. No pain for him, was there? Talking about the social justice warriors, they made a big deal out of getting $15 an hour. Now that they're getting it in some cities and some places, guess what? People who were making $9 an hour are now making nothing an hour. That's a great raise, I guess. Maybe they get more money on welfare or unemployment. I don't know. Now, when they push that in San Francisco, you know, those leftist places up there, San Francisco and Oakland and places like that, 64 restaurants, the first year they put it in effect, 64 restaurants closed. And they weren't just locals either. They were chain restaurants along with locals. Now, but that possibly, it didn't matter to the group as to how many they were closed. They were fighting for wages. Therefore, nothing should slow you down. Doesn't matter who you hurt, who you step on, what goes sideways, they just don't care. And then they go on to say, you know, they fight for the 15 bucks. And then they say, we're robbed on the job by our employers because they're looking to cut corners. And it's not like our employers are struggling. These are multi-billion dollar corporations, yes, who have multi-billion dollar liabilities. They only ever see one side of it. In April, the Harvard Business School released a study that examined restaurants in the San Francisco Bay Area between 2008 and 2016 titled Survival of the Fittest. The impact on minimum wage on the firm's exits. The study posted that a $1 increase in the minimum wage led to roughly a 14% increase in the likelihood of a median 3.5-star restaurant closing. Let me repeat that. The study posted that a $1 increase in minimum wage left to about a 14%. And the likelihood of a median 3.5-star restaurant would close. And I guess we're okay with that. We must be. Right? That's 7 restaurants for every 50. Come on, hey, 7 restaurants for every 50. Study concluded that over the next 2 years, San Francisco's restaurant industry would shrink, meaning the workers would lose jobs, meaning unemployment would go up, your tax rate would go up. But I say, don't you know what? Most of the people fighting for this are the people working these jobs, right? They're working in these places. They got the union all over them telling them this is what they need to do. This is a good thing. So I say, let them do it. It's just like I talk with all this other stuff. Let the Dems do the things they say they're going to do. Let them hang themselves. Let them carry this out. I think it's wonderful. You know what my mantra has been this year is long live Nancy Pelosi, because as long as she is in power, we will keep winning. Right? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't think I have enough time to do this one. And maybe I will anyway. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I know people have been talking about it. I saw it the other night. And I know how I feel. You won't like it, but I know how I feel. There was a teen that was barred from walking at her Christian school graduation due to the fact that she was pregnant. Now, yes, people make mistakes. I get all of that. But she was an 18-year-old girl. She's not being allowed to walk at her high school graduation due to her pregnancy. Now, Maddie Runkies from Boonesboro, Maryland, attended Heritage Academy, a small Christian school, that suspended her for 2 days. That was after she told them she was pregnant. Now, what they're doing is they go to this and say, look, she told us, I'm sorry, her parents are coming forward. People who are supporting her said, well, you know, she told them. She stepped forward. She let them know what was going on. She didn't have to. She could have kept it hidden for a while. Although she did find out she was pregnant in January. I don't know how long I'm going to hide that. That was right after she received a college acceptance letter. School officials removed Ruckles from her position within the student council. Along with her suspension, she decided by the Heritage Board, led at the time by her father. Now, Scott told the Times that he quit the board in anger after seeing how his daughter was being treated. Typically, when someone breaks a rule, you punish them. At the time they break the rule, you know, once it's behind them, it's done and over with. Now, I get the premise here, but, you know, the deal is she signed an agreement not to have premarital sex. Right? She signed an agreement that she would keep herself what they call chaste, right? That she would follow the guidelines in the Bible. Now, do we all make mistakes? Of course we do. But in any other part of life, you pay for those mistakes. You know, if she had a moment and did something illegal and ended up in jail, so be it. That's what would happen. And Maddie said that she knew that she'd have to face punishment for her pregnancy because she did break the school code. She knew what she was doing. The school has a strict policy stating that no intimate sexual activity can be engaged in outside of the marriage commitment between a man and a woman, period. Now, there were people on Facebook that were calling this barbaric. These are barbaric practices. These are barbaric rules. No, they're God's rules. Unless you think God is barbaric. But these are people that don't want any rules. They think they can mold God, make him whatever they want to make him, whenever they want to make him that way. People, you know, if you people believe in God, he does love you no matter what. But you do have rules. There are rules to follow, and if you don't follow the rules, you pay the consequences. And I'm sorry to tell the father, sometimes they aren't right then and there. Sometimes they're further down the road. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to be talking about your finances, but we're also going to talk about a Montana Republican congressional candidate that is really upset with Mr. Trump and blames him for the trouble he's having. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.